Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This morning, we begin a multimedia series on WBUR and WBUR.org. We're calling the project Boston's Mayor's Race, Square by Square. We're going into the neighborhoods, into Boston's city squares, to hear what voters are looking for in a new mayor. We'll explore how the neighborhoods have changed in the last 20 years under Mayor Thomas Menino and what issues they're now facing. This morning, we start in Dorchester, Boston's largest neighborhood and home to six of the 12 mayoral candidates. We look at Dorchester through its center, Codman Square. Here's WBUR political reporter Fred Tice.
Codman Square, in the heart of Dorchester, has plenty of optimists. Bob McEachern is one of them. He has reason to be. He remembers how bad things used to be in the neighborhood.
One of the early memories I have is the smell of smoke.
Some landlords burned houses because they could not sell them. It was a low point for Codman Square at the intersection of Norfolk Street, Talbot Avenue, and Washington Street.
West of Washington Street was basically where the city had given up and not done anything for a long period of time.
McEachern was lucky. He grew up on the east side of Washington in the 1970s. Boston was in a population decline then that began in the 1950s and would not turn around until the 80s. Today, the city is still growing. If it was not part of Boston, Dorchester, population 92,000, would be the seventh most populated city in Massachusetts. In the 70s, Bob McEachern was one of the few white kids left at the Fifield Elementary School. He remembers when racial violence erupted outside over busing.
I was trapped in this building, I want to say in 79 or 1980. It was kids who came from South Boston to fight kids from Dorchester.
McEachern also faced street crime. In 1987, at the age of 12, he decided to spite drug dealers on his street when he found some money at a drop-off point.
I called the police to turn it in. It was found money. 1 year later, I got the money legally and clear for myself. It was like $500 or $600. It made me scared some of these guys were going to take me out and blah, blah, blah. But it also taught me a lesson about you can change things by just taking action.
McEachern took his optimism and became engaged in his neighborhood. Still in middle school, he took over the Crime Watch group. Later, he revived the Ashmont Hill Residents Association. He came to realize that in order to change things on his street, he had to take action in Codman Square, two blocks away, the heart of the neighborhood. The Bank of America branch was then a derelict building with a tree growing out of it. The McDonald's sits where crack was once sold.
So if the major part of your community, the central business district, has a crack business, that has a fundamental impact on what you're doing.
But the neighborhood also had strengths. Dorchester's residents were becoming less parochial, more diverse, identifying less with the parish they belonged to, more with the neighborhood they lived in. Savin Hill, Adams Village, Codman Square, named after the first minister of the church at its center. In 1990, 3 years before Tom Menino became mayor, South Dorchester was half white. Today, it's one-quarter white, 41% African-American, 13% Latino, and 11% Asian. Candace Gartley was drawn to Codman Square by the inexpensive houses, but she stayed for the diversity.
We moved into a beautiful house. We were going to renovate it, sell it, make a killing, move to the suburbs, and we ended up falling in love with our neighbors and the neighborhood and raising our kids in a really diverse place.
Gartley, now co-chair of the Codman Square Neighborhood Council, has seen a transformation.
There was a lot of crime. We get broken into, oh gosh, at least once a month for the first year or so we were here. We always had a place to park, and now it's very difficult, which is probably a good sign, I think.
When I first began working here in early 92, all of the buildings were vacant, even across the street.
Joanne Winbush, director of operations for the Codman Square Health Center, remembers precautions she took going to the bank.
We felt like everyone in the community knew our payday. There was like groups of kids on every corner. And so we only would go in groups to cash our check. The prostitution up Talbot Ave was atrocious.
The city began placing police officers on foot patrol.
That worked in some blocks.
The neighborhood has changed so much that Winbush says she can't afford to buy a home in Codman Square now, so she commutes from Brockton. A turning point for Codman Square? 1979, the creation of the health center in the old public library by a group of optimists led by Bill Walczak, now one of 12 candidates running for mayor. Meg Campbell is co-founder of the school based in the health center, Codman Academy.
In this neighborhood, the health center has been the driving economic employer. 300 new jobs were created, and then the school coming in under that. So this is the economic engine of this neighborhood.
In 2001, when Meg Campbell wanted to create a charter school in Codman Square, she went to Bill Walczak.
It made sense to me to go to Bill and say, what about putting it in the health center? Because his vision of what a health center was very activist-oriented. It's never just a health center. It was a strategy for revitalizing the neighborhood.
Walczak had space, but he had a different tenant in mind.
He offered free rent for 2,500 square feet for 2 years to any restaurant in Dorchester, and no one would talk to him. They said Codman Square is too dangerous.
So Walczak agreed to let Campbell open her school in the health center. The students reflect the diversity of the neighborhood. A fourth of them speak a language other than English at home. Cantonese, Cape Verdean Creole, Haitian Creole, Spanish. Roberto Gay, a graduate of Codman Academy, now in college, says the charter school gave him a safe place to be.
The school, I know, kept us in class for way past the regular hours that a public school would, so that helped with keeping the kids out of trouble.
Meg Campbell, a member of the Boston School Committee, supports Bill Walczak in his run for mayor. She says she wants to see in the next mayor a proven ability to transform the city.
I would hope that the next mayor would have a track record of management and innovation. It's a very large organization, a very large budget. The school department alone is over a $1 billion budget. We have 127 schools, 57,000 kids. Over half of those schools are low performing. I want someone who has a fire in the belly about the achievement gap, that just not going to tolerate it.
Sam Young, another graduate of Codman Academy, says he'd like the next mayor to deliver parks where he would have no fear of taking his nephew.
If there was more patrolling happening or someone stationed there, then it's far less likely that there'd be conflict and there'd be more safety.
Codman Square now has a farmer's market. Romaine Palmer offers up chips and salsa he and other teenagers have made learning the restaurant business, hoping to open one of their own. They appear every Thursday afternoon at the market. His request to the next mayor:
give youth more chances to have jobs, a lot more boys and girls clubs for kids to do other than staying outside and having nothing to do.
Across the street from the rebuilt Ashmont T station, Roberto Gay has been spending the summer working at a bike shop with fellow Codman Academy graduate and college student Terrell Brewster.
This shop wasn't here 2 years ago. Big impact on Dorchester, because like now people can bring their bikes right here instead of going like to Cambridge to get their bikes fixed.
The bike shop is just 2 blocks from last month's broad daylight shootout involving police, a reminder that violent crime still visits the neighborhood. Even so, Gay, who commutes to the bike shop from Mattapan, has a modest request of the next mayor: bike lanes.
I don't know. I would like to ride my bike here sometime. I mean, my parents are kind of scared for me. Whenever, like, I ride back and forth from work. Don't laugh. This is actually true.
Gay's simple request in a neighborhood where houses used to burn signifies how far Codman Square has risen. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.